Hi, my name is Rulani Mokwena. You can catch me on Sports Live with BBK, the dark, the gracious, the intelligent, the hardworking one. And as we have very, very important discussion, but uplifting and inspiring discussion about the man, Coach Peter Musima.
Welcome to Sports Live with BBK. Allow me to apologize for no podcast last week Friday. I was not in a good frame of mind. This was after the good for nothing, lazy, loud, low lives stabbed my son in Johannesburg. Thankfully, my boy Kabelo, no vital organs were harmed, and he has fully recovered and is back at varsity. But let's get to the business of today. My guest is Kaizer Chiefs coach Gavin Hunt. Coach Gavin, is it still fine for me to say congratulations on your new gig at Chiefs?
Yes, thanks, BBK. But first, I just want to wish your son well, and I'm just so glad that nothing seriously happened. I mean, that he's still well and alive, and hopefully psychologically he's going to be fine. But I mean, I just wish him well, you and your family, and may it go from strength to strength, you know.
Thank you very much for that, Coach. We are grateful for his life, and also the fact that, you know, people at varsity are preparing for themselves to get in the right frame of mind for their examinations. So we've done everything necessary, taking him through counseling and all of that. His mother and his brother and his little two sisters, we are all giving him the necessary support. Thanks for those words.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was speaking to your boss earlier, Kaizer Motaung, and he says that the first words he asked you was, Kevin, why did it take you so long to come to Chiefs? Of course, there was in jest.
Yeah, because I was never offered a job. Yeah, look, I mean, BBK, it's all about timing. You know, obviously, the situation arose. We all know what happened. My club got sold, and, so basically I was out of a job. And obviously, Kaizer Chiefs, they were looking for somebody. And hopefully, thank God they came my way, and hopefully I can, we can have a little bit of success at Kaizer Chiefs.
Most definitely, Kevin. And that journey to success, as you hope for it, begins on a Sunday when your new life in gold and black begins. What is the mood like in the camp going into the MTN 8 quarterfinal clash against Maritzburg United at the FNB Stadium on Sunday?
BBK, I thought the mood would be a little bit somber and obviously a little bit down when I got there 2 weeks ago. Obviously I was so close and it did so well to get so close, but obviously it's a huge blow to lose it like that. I really felt sorry for them watching it, to lead the league by, I think, 13 points. And the bubble, certainly, it's a bit of a false situation. You know, teams came in, some teams did well, some teams did badly. But certainly, if you look at Kaizer Chiefs, they certainly, obviously did affect them. I think if they had carried on, they would have won the league comfortably. But that's football, and that's, what thrown at all of us. So, yeah, the mood was okay, day two, then I think it's been good. I think the players are ready to try and obviously put things right, and let's see if we can be competitive again as well as they did last year, and hopefully go one step further.
Indeed, Kevin, you are coach number four at Kaizer Chiefs in the last 5 years. There was Steve Frombella, there was also Giovanni Solinas, there was Ernest Middendorp, your immediate predecessor, and none of those men were able to win any trophies in that period I've mentioned. You won the MTN 8 with Vets in 2016. How important, how significant is it to be able to use this one as a flip that may improve the mood further in the Kaizer Chiefs family that has been depressed in terms of silverware?
Well, I think obviously it is a cup game. We all know that. I mean, it's generally the first game of the season. It's been like this since way back in my time, top eight games. So, it is a knockout game, which is always puts a little bit extra pressure on. And, the club obviously wants to do well. We're playing against a very good opponent. We've done well against. I think they beat them in the semi-final last year and they beat them at home in the league. So, they've got a pretty good record against guys at Chiefs. They'll be competitive. Eric 11 competitively. We've got to match that, and hopefully, we can put up a good show and go through. It won't be easy, that's for sure.
I think you're quite correct, because when you think back to the semi-final of the Nedbank Cup, Maritzburg United eliminated Kaizer Chiefs there, and you're quite correct, they did beat them in the league as well. If you mention the name of Judas Mosemeyadi, a lot of people wearing gray, gold and black look for a hole where they can go in.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's done very, very well. I mean, I think football has moved on from those old man-marking type of situations. I think you've got to be aware, you know, of everybody, of the whole team. But certainly, you know, Judas guy has done well. But we need to take care of that situation, and hopefully we can, you know, put a bit of pressure on ourselves in other areas of the pitch.
And also, when you look at what you've had in the 2.5 weeks, you've been taking through your players, through their paces, yeah. And how do you feel about what you have at your disposal in terms of playing personnel?
Well, I mean, as I said, the squad did very, very well. It's no good me coming in there and just bashing the door down and saying we're going to go this way. I mean, you know, I have to try and implement a little bit what I feel we need to do, and that's normal. Anywhere in the world that a new coach takes over, there's going to be changes.
Yeah.
Can we do the changes what I want? No, right now, because we all know we've got the band, you know, we've got the same squad of players. So I've got to try and play a way that suits the players that we've got, and I think they did that last year. But in saying that, you know, we have no Norkovic, Samir, who was pivotal. We have no Castro. We have no Kasande. We have no Manyama. We have no Tower. So there's 4 or 5 players that were pivotal to the way we played, the way the team played last year. So that's not going to be easy, you know, getting through these first couple of games, that's for sure.
Yeah. Tower, Eric Matoho has got a strain on his thigh. Leonardo Castro and Semi Nukovic are also ruled out of this game because of injury, and Manyama and Katande are suspended for this game. It is a negative for you, coach. These people, the five people I've mentioned, were very pivotal in the push for the championship last season.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But as I said, we can't hop on that. We've got to look what we've got, and I've got to work on what we've got. But that is the picture. So when people see the team run out, they're going to say, well, where's he and where's he? Well, you know, they're not available. So the most important thing is we've got to concentrate on what we've got. We've got to try and play to what we've got. I think we're still competitive. As I said, I've only had 2.5 weeks, but obviously 1 week, a lot of players were away with the national team. So it's really been a week and a half trying to implement a few things, see where we are, and take it from there, you know.
You are on Sports Live with the PBK, and I'm in conversation with the new coach of Kaizer Chiefs, Gavin Hunt. It doesn't feel like he's new anymore because it's been a while that he's been working with these players in gold and black. But now, coach, when we move away a bit from maybe the 5 players we've mentioned, a lot of experience in those players as well, a bit long in the tooth there as well. When you look at what you did with Vets, during the bio bubble, a lot of people did not see people like your Mozambican Express, Pelembe, but that was not so much of a problem for you because you used it as an opportunity to blood in young stars. The one prominent one is Roman Heumann, who has now gone on to find himself a club in Israel. Young players, Kaizer Chiefs, Gavin Hunt, what do you do in terms of plugging that gap? One of the biggest problems I will see in South African football is that when you look around, we call people who are 23, 24 years old youngsters. But when you watch the German Bundesliga, I'm sure you'll agree with me, coach, that you see a lot of 17-year-olds running around at Borussia Dortmund, running around at Hoffenheim, running around at Schalke as well. What is it that we need to do here in South Africa to start having faith in 17-year-olds and seeing them gaining game time in Premier Soccer League matches?
Well, the first thing, they need to be good enough. You know, you can't say we're going to play youngsters just because they need to be good enough, obviously, for the sake of it. It's the same as old player. Like, we can't say, oh, he's old now, he can't play. If he's good enough and he can still run and he can still do the job, then he's good enough. So old or young, it works both ways. And people are very quick to throw away, oh, he's old now, he's useless. But if he can't do it anymore and his legs are gone, then obviously, you know, we can't play. It's the same with the youngster. So what we've got to do is, you know, it's all about timing. And if you look at my career as a player, I got put in as a 17-year-old. If you look at my career as a coach, I've always played young boys. I've played Bennies at 17. I've played Dylan Shepherd at 17. Yep. I've played them all. So the point I'm going to say is, if they're good enough, they'll play. We've got certainly 6 boys there now with us from the academy. I've looked at every single one of them. I think there's huge potential. There's certainly a few of them will definitely play. I have to play them, and I will play them because of the situation. And they will be given a chance. Do they take it? I don't know. I want them to take it. I want them to do well, obviously. And I want them to go on and have good careers. So what we did, like, just recently in the buyer bubble with the players, all those players now have got contracts. They moved on to clubs. So the window opportunity is there for any young player with me. But I've got to look at the academy to see what they got. We've got to maybe realign it. We've got to get a little bit more competitive. We've got to get our coaching skills up. You know, we've got to get a way of doing things. And that can't be done overnight. So that's something I'll certainly get my hands dirty with and have a look there. And as I said, I always watch the games. I like to watch the kids' games to see what's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can stay there long enough to benefit the fruits of the seeds. But it doesn't always work like that. But I know I like to see what's coming. And sometimes when you're out there and you want to get a player, you might say, well, why would you want to get him when we got so-and-so in the academy who's got huge potential and improvement? So that's the type of things, the decisions on individual cases we'll see.
On the other side of the line, it is Kevin Hunt, the coach of Kaizer Chiefs, and he is my guest right here on Sports Live with PBK. Staying with academy, Kevin, I know that your priority at Kaizer Chiefs is the first team. I know that your priority is to breathe life back and revive Kaizer Chiefs at the first team level. But I also know that a big passion of your boss, Kaizer Motaung, is that of what is happening in the academy. If you go back to the days of Farouk Khan and your Ted Dumitris, the late, you will see that was the time where the junior development of Chiefs was at the height. Jabu Pule fits the description that you and me have just described about a proper youngster, 16, 17, 18, 19, playing in the first team. What is your focus away from the first team in terms of making sure that there is an umbilical cord from the academy to the first team? Because there is something that when you speak to Kaizer, he's pained by the fact that the people who were there before you were not really able to bridge it, like the two I've mentioned earlier on in Farouk as well as the late Ted.
Well, firstly, you got to look at the position specific. Uh-huh. So what I'm saying is where we need, what we don't need. We need to be doing certain things in certain positions. We need to have certain qualities in certain positions. You can't just say, oh, he's a good player. Yeah. I think if you look at a lot of football now, they say he's a good player. So I said, well, where does he actually play? Mm. Is he a winger? Is he a wide player? Is he a striker? What is he? And sometimes they can't even answer you. So that's the first problem. I think we need to get a little bit more specific. So every position has certain requirements. You must be able to do this, this, and this, you know? So that's what we need to get down to. And then you get a balance in a team, and then picking players from the youth development is much easier, because now we know that a right winger or a right-sided player does X, Y, Z. So that's what we want to do in the first team. So it sort of flows through and it follows through. That's the most important thing. But just to have good players, but you can't play five number tens. You understand?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's suicide.
when you got nobody on the wing.
Yes, yes.
And Kaizer Chiefs always had players in the years from my time, the 70s, 80s, that could eliminate players, the teenagers of the world, you know, these people. Mm. They come on the wing, they, you know, they step overs, and we need to get that excitement. We need to get it back. Jabu Pule is later on, you know, which is closer to our time, you know, now. So we need to get those type of players. But that's why identification, scouting, coaching, but that's a long-term process, you know what I'm saying? But we have to get it right.
Yeah.
And Kaizer Chiefs, we've got to do better with our youth development to help the first team. You know what I'm saying? You
for sure. Well, finishing second, Kevin Hunt, in South Africa means that your team then qualifies for the 1 and 2 places that are there in the CAF Champions League. Now, Kevin, this is going to be a very tough season for you, looking at the fact that, of course, there's going to be no Telkom knockouts because it's no longer there. But at the same time, it does mean that with a team that is minimal in terms of numbers for you, and with the big cloud of CAF hanging over your head in the event that it goes against you, you will not be able to sign players in the next two transfer windows. And seeing that there's still CAF commitments, CAF involves a lot of traveling, long trip.
It's not like
in South Africa, you can move from South Africa, Johannesburg, and go to France and connect back to Egypt or Morocco and stuff like that. Whereas in Europe, you can move from London in England and go to Amsterdam in Holland in 1 hour.
In an hour.
Flight, indeed. But now, Kev, with the extra commitments and the demands that CAF are going to bring on your very minimal squad, how do you navigate that? It must be a mountain for you to move.
Yeah, it's huge. I think we want to do listen, a club of Chiefs' size, we need to do well across all fronts. Mm. But can we? We've got to be realistic. Let's just put one foot forward. And let's try and get through Sunday, and then we'll go from there. Obviously, this has got to open up for the club to be able to bring in, because you're going to need extra bodies when you go play in these competitions and try and come back. But we also need a little bit of help from the PSL.
Yeah.
In terms
of
pitchless. Because if you're going to play, I mean, you know, where I've been, we've played in Egypt on Saturday night and played in Durban on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So you finish in, you can only get back Sunday, you get back here Monday, fly to Durban Tuesday, play with. So, and then you've got a game somewhere else in Polokwane on Saturday. So you go from Cairo to Durban to Polokwane in 6 days. I mean, so that's where we can need, but we certainly need, this thing to open for the club and be holding our breath.
It's going to be a massive stretch indeed. Kevin Hunt, coach of Kaizer Chiefs, is my guest. You're listening to Sports Live with PBK. Now, Kevin, let's stay maybe in CAF, but let's move to North Africa. Let us move to Egypt. Let us move to Al Ahly. Al Ahly is a team that is the Africa's best team. That is Africa's team of the century. That is when you look at their badge, you've got stars above and stars below. They've done something amazing. They've gone out of their way to hire the very first black African and non-Egyptian to become the coach of the club. I'm talking here about a man who has dominated South African football in the last 8 years, a man who has made it a habit like a drug. He became addicted to collecting silverware, Peter Mosimane with Mamelodi Sundowns. He is now a South African who is in charge of Al Ahly. I haven't spoken to you about that. Share your thoughts with me on this huge, massive appointment.
Well, I mean, firstly, what he's achieved on the local scene, fantastic. I mean, you can never take that away from him. So you really got to admire him. But so we've had our battles, but it's been on the field, and then we shake hands, and we're good friends after. There's no problems off the field. We can have a cup of coffee together, and there's no problems. What he's achieved by going there is unbelievable. So it's a fantastic move for him. It's a move that hopefully will open doors for South African coaches, because he's one step away from certainly, getting a European team. Why not? You know what I'm saying? And what he's done as well, he's taken his old staff with him, which is fantastic. They're obviously just getting more and more experience, and maybe it's a start of great things to come for the coaches. Instead of sending players out to Europe and all over the world, maybe we can send a few coaches, That's a great opportunity, and I wish him well, and I'm sure he'll do well. He's got a good footballing team there. Mm-hmm. I played against him, luckily a few times.
Yeah.
Opposing teams have done very, very well, but they're a big team, huge following. I mean, I don't want to know how many, 22 million supporters or something. And then he's got the hunger, like they've got the hunger. It's a recipe for success. Mm. So I wish him well. It's a fantastic move for him, and CIA, they play Casablanca this weekend, which is a huge game,
yeah,
in the semi-final. So I wish him well.
Speaking of Wydad Casablanca, they've been able to be the great adversaries of Mamelodi Sundowns in the last, 3, 4, 5 years. I think Peter Mosimane has lost count of the times that he's seen Wydad Casablanca. They've won with Sundowns, they've lost with Sundowns there, and now he's going there in the semi-finals of the CAF Champions League. How important is it for him to start well? Because you will recognize the fact that Al Ahly has not won the Champions League since 2013, 7 years ago, when they played Orlando Pirates and beat them in the final?
It's a huge game. They know each other. He knows where everybody is, the hotels, the training grounds, the fields. He's been to Casablanca now how many times, the last few years. So you'll know the team well. They know, the way he thinks. But Al Ahly is a totally different side to a Sundown side. The mentality of the Egyptian players and South Africans is totally different. So, anything can happen. But I wish them well, as I said. I think it will be a fantastic opportunity to play at that level.
Of course, that game is going to be over two legs, the semi-final of the Champions League. And also, Kevin, it is also very encouraging what we've seen with Peter when he's been up north in the continent. The love that the fans had been able to show him. At some stage, I remember a game that they played Sundowns there, and the fans gave him a standing ovation, and they were calling out his name. That says respect. That says we recognize you. That says we have seen what you can do, and we wish for you to be here sometime. He is there now.
Yeah, as I said, what more can I say? what more? You know, I've been saying it over and over. I just wish them well. Fantastic opportunity. I think that 5-0 game when they beat them here is obviously they'll never forget that game in some
country.
So that's the game that broke the back of the camel, you know. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
It's what you call a shisampama here in South Africa, that 5-0, eh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, clap.
Sure.
But when we come back home, Kevin, how important is it for a Chiefs, for a Sundowns, for a Pirates, and for a Bloom Celtic to do well in continental competition? I think the Sundowns have shown to be the ever presence in it, but you want to have a situation here in the South that you see almost every season up north, where you get in the semi-finals four teams that come from one region. How far are we from getting there, and what is it that we need to do to get there, in your view?
Well, I think you need to, I mean, the financial implications is huge. I think the financial, I mean, you know, you look at what Al Ahly are spending, Casablanca are spending on players,
yep,
buying players for millions and millions of euros, or dollars, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
I don't know if we're in that bracket yet. Mm-hmm. South African team, maybe Sundowns. So, you know, you can afford to certainly get the best. And then, obviously, your focus needs to change in the sense of moving games, getting an even spread of games, not having the travel turnaround and those type of things. So
yeah.
I think, you know, for one club, yes, all the serving clubs want to do well. We should do well. But if you look at, you know, those clubs in the north, Esperance, what they're spending on players,
yeah,
they're getting from, you know, I think we're a little bit behind that. But slowly but surely, Sundowns and Pitso that have done well to sort of prove to everybody that we can do it.
It can be done, eh?
It can be done. You know, obviously it's a huge financial stress on clubs. But it can be done.
Yeah, we do need your TP Mazembes, who maybe are the one who maybe spoiled the North African party along with Sundowns. I mean, even one of your former teams, SuperSport United, went all the way to the final of the CAF Confederation Cup,
yes,
a couple of seasons,
yes,
ago. So it really can be done.
But if you recall, they almost got relegated
afterwards, right?
Yes.
Black Leopards went into the quarterfinals of the same competition, and they almost fought
because they never had a good enough squad to play league, Nedbank, this. Sundowns have got a good enough squad, so that's the difference.
Yeah.
So that's the point I'm trying to make. SuperSport should have got relegated. Imagine that, they're losing their franchise.
Yeah.
And by hook or by crook, they got points from Ajax, and so here and there, and they got pushed up the league. Remember when Ajax, yeah, so people forget about that.
Exactly. Yeah. It can be very demanding, as Kevin Hunt, my guest here on Sport Live with PBK, is saying, as we talk about the travels and trials of participating in the CAF Champions League. But maybe let's move away from Cairo and come back to Cape Town. Not necessarily, but let's go to Johannesburg, where you and I are having this conversation, Coach. Back to Kaizer Chiefs. What is your immediate goal with your new club?
To get through Sunday. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is craving for success, but you can't just build it overnight. It takes, you know, they were so close, and hopefully we can take a step further.
Mm.
And as you know, locally, domestically, there's a lot of cup competitions which are very lucrative.
Yes.
So we want to do well there. But as you know, in the cup competitions, you play against teams that are, you know, much less in stature in terms of supporter base and these type of things, and I put up a fight. I know, because I played against Chiefs all these years.
Yes.
And the players, they're raising their game up 20-30%, you know, so
sure,
maybe even more. So what we need to get through Sunday, try and get a few of our players back, and then try and go from there, you know.
Surely you are keeping your fingers crossed that whenever CAS decide to break their silence on the case, on whether you are going to have a ban or you are not going to have a ban, so that you can be able to try and see what you can do to fortify your team.
Absolutely. That's the cornerstone of the whole, you know, of the matter going forward. Yeah.
Kevin Hunt, before I let you go, I think it is very important for me to give you this platform right here on Sport Live with PBK to have a direct message to the Kaizer Chiefs fans.
Well, they very, they can't be very happy what happened last season. They were so close. I'm sure they're hurting. Believe me, we are doing our best on the training ground. Mm-hmm. Under the circumstances, we are working hard. We will have a competitive team. We will go into every game competitively. I will make sure of that. But in saying that, we can only just, you know, football, sometimes we've got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
And we're doing it at the moment, and hopefully, you know, it bears a bit of fruit for us. So we need their support. Stay behind the team, you know. Don't get despondent. I know everybody's despondent, but we need to keep going.
Can Kaizer Chiefs fans go to bed tonight knowing that Gavin is going to make their team competitive?
Well, from today's training session, yes. from yesterday, yes.
Uh-huh.
From tomorrow, you know, that's very important for me that, you know, we need to be stay competitive and the players need to be working hard and giving their all for the jersey and the club. Because the club looks after them very well and we need to give our all for them.
Yeah. Does this mean now that Caitlin is the official mascot of Kaizer Chiefs, your daughter?
She loves football more than me.
Oh, she loves the sport more than you, eh?
Yeah. She should be the coach. She always tells me what I must do and what I mustn't do.
Now the fans know who to blame if it doesn't not Kevin Hunt, but Caitlin. You know they've
My daughter,
her
yeah.
name, have given her a new name. Her name is Katli. Not Kate.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
Kevin Hunt, right, thank you very much, man, for giving us the
okay,
time.
Okay, boss. God bless. Hey. I wish your son well and your family well. Eh?
Thank you very much, my man. Thank you, and good
okay,
luck
boss.
To you, too.
Shop.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.